Did talk last year. We haven't seen the talk last year. Go watch it on the archive tomorrow. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Our names are Kirk, and I'm Daniel Fernandez, Kirk Smith. And we are going to give this talk about scaling up open source batteries. So we created an organization called the Flow Battery Research Collective, which our objective is to create the first set of open source batteries for small and large scale. So this is us. This is like one of the first, well, we're doing one of the first demonstrations of our kits at a university in the Netherlands. So why do we want to do open source energy storage? You know, there are no open source energy storage solutions that we know of. So if you go and look for an open source battery, you won't find anything available. If you wanted to like create your own battery from raw materials, you would have to figure out from like all the patents and the textbooks and everything how to make it up yourself. There is no set of instructions on how to do this. This task is not trivial. Battery technologies are complicated, and having no blueprint means that you need to spend a lot of time and work doing it, which many people have tried through the years. But if we just have a cohesive open source strategy, then we can be much more effective. And yeah, well, basically, there is currently no clear path to create rechargeable energy storage from raw materials. We don't have that. And an open source alternative would improve, you know, our energy independence, and it will also enhance industrial development, because now we cannot develop the same thing 20 times, as it has happened in batteries many, many times. You know, a company starts creating some type of battery and they fail, and they spent 20 years and have 2,000 patents, and now all that's gone. So we should only do it once, you know. And this will also, you know, increase energy storage access in developing countries, because now they can sort of like start from scratch, even if they only have the raw materials. Our goals with this: we want to do open source licensing. So we want to create the technology blueprints that anybody can use. And we don't want to sell this technology at all. We want everybody to be able to use it. And we hope to be able to, you know, maybe make some money from selling parts that we manufacture, while still allowing anybody who wants to manufacture them to also do that and improve them. We want to do medium and large scale storage, because that's where the usefulness of this is. And we want to do this with low material costs. We don't want to do like an open source lithium ion battery that requires nitrogen atmosphere manufacturing and very complex manufacturing procedures. We want to do low material costs so that anybody can reasonably build their own battery. We also want this to be a highly reliable process. We don't want this to be a battery that you build and then the next person who tries to build it has huge problems building it. We want this to be very highly reliable. And of course, we want high material availability. We don't want to focus on materials that are very hard to source or in very specific regions of the world. We want materials that anybody anywhere could reasonably source. And an important part of this is we want there to be openly available characterization of this, so that you can build your battery and then there's a set of tests that you can run to make sure that you build it properly and that it is doing what it's supposed to do. And this is also in line with open source characterization software and hardware. So not only the battery is important, but how are you going to test it? How are you going to figure out that it's charging and discharging at the proper capacities, has the proper lifetimes, etc.? This is the first thing that we built, which is we started working on a technology called a flow battery, which is a technology that is considered ideal for large scales. In a traditional battery, your energy storage is restricted to the materials you have inside the battery. In this case, the energy storage is externalized to liquids, such that you can decouple the power density of the battery from the capacity of the battery, so that we can have a lot of capacity without having like a huge cell. And this is a small, you know, tabletop battery. And the idea of this is obviously not to store energy. The pumps consume way more energy than the battery generates. But the idea is that in academia, there is no such, there is still not a standardized small scale setup that is open source and low cost that includes everything that you need in the setup.
You mentioned that it's safe to touch.
Yeah. We are going to pass the our battery kit, and that's safe to touch. It hasn't touched any chemicals yet. But so that you can see, it has, that thing has everything the battery needs, which most of the open source kits or the open source approaches to flow batteries don't have. It has the pumps, it has the pump controls, it has the reservoirs, it has all these tiny little things. Because when we started building a battery, we realized, hey, it's not only like this thing in the middle, which is the cell, it's like the tubing, the reservoirs, everything. Like that tubing took us like 30 tries of different tubings to find, because it turns out that, you know, energy dense things like to react with other things. So, you know, and this is tested, we've tested this at our homes, so it's been, you know, interesting. So the first chemistry we tested, and the idea of this small benchtop, cell is to help us characterize chemistries and figure out what we can do reproducibly. We started testing this zinc iodine chemistry, which we can do quite stable cycling, and we can get good energy performance. We can basically reproduce a lot of the things that we see in the scientific literature surrounding these batteries. And zinc iodide is a very reversible, very nice chemistry for the most part, except when it forms solid iodide and it sort of doesn't really explode, but you know.